Blog Talk Radio.
The riches buried there.
Well, well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Thank the Most High. Yes, indeed. We're back again. Back again for another episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Miah, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful indeed to the Most High for the opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. So the Most High has granted me for the blessing of his people. I welcome you to the show, and I thank the Most High indeed for every ear that he brings near. For the Most High has told me, yes indeed, he has told me, that for his cause, I said for his cause, he has for me some very important things that I must do. And he told me because of what I must do, he said right off the top that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, he said I would have his protection. Yes, his protection, his guidance. And for that, I can only be utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he's told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must surely tell you things. And men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed, since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And my brothers and sisters, if they could. Yes. If they could. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and destroy. But we who are wise understand that the Most High has surely promised that he shall bring a full restoration, full remembrance according to all, yes, even all that he declared, all that he declared from the very beginning. Scriptures tell us that he will surely bring man to have to come to remembrance and respect, reverence for all he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. Talking about Acts 3:18 through 23, and giving that consideration, even that the faith Messiah said is by no means to dishonor the law and the prophets, but that men must exceed the unrighteousness of those who create so much contention among us. I said so many contentions among us. Regretfully, my brothers and sisters, because they forget, compelled humanity even to forget, that quite frankly, if we at all can be beguiled to believe that the multitude of contentions that we see in this world are a work of the Holy Spirit, we cannot be, I repeat, cannot be disciples unto the one true Yah. I need to repeat that because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, this is some of the very first word I heard directly from the Most High in the time of being granted his anointing. I know, my brothers and sisters, and those of you listening to this show on a regular basis have oftentimes heard me speak concerning the prophecy which declares that without question there must be a purification, even a time of, let's just say, a process of elimination with regard to the truth of the faith. Because, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, there's a lot, an awful lot, of misconceit that is presently coming in the midst of us. It's only pure in completion. I said it's only purity and completion that offers us opportunity. I said it's only purity and completion that offers opportunity to proceed where before the Most High is the one choice. Well, think about it, my brothers and sisters. Think about it. Do we dare to think that a multitude of contradictions could possibly be the faith of old that could finally bring peace and understanding? True to the will of one who does not change? I find it amazing, my brother says, quite frankly, I find it amazing. When I look around and I see that the Most High has already said that it will be discovered, or it will be, let's say, brought again to people's minds, that he is Rishon Acharon. He is the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He does not change. That though this is written, because many look upon what is called the faith today. Think about it. They call it the faith. But there are 45,000 denominations in the world today. I said 45,000 denominations calling themselves believers in this world today. How could that possibly, my brothers and sisters, be the will of one? If you can believe that the Most High somehow makes accommodation for all of this diversity, it's impossible to believe truthfully in him. One who believes that deity is composed of all of so many diverse ideals of men, as if these contradictions were from the mind of the Most High. Whoever can believe such a thing, my brothers and sisters, can believe in a devil. But they cannot believe in the one Most High. Think about it. Like I said, we live in a nation that talks about what it calls religious freedom. And under the auspices of many, what many call Christianity, and what many have called license to be called faith, after what is called the what has been called the International Federation of Churches. It's amazing, my brothers and sisters, that apparently those who would define the faith for the masses haven't been too much concerned about the absolution after the will of one. They grant men license. Therefore, then, my brothers and sisters, apparently, for those of us who are wise enough to understand it, they offer men license to deceive. Let me simply say it. The multitude of the contradictions we perceive in this world today are an illusion. They are not the pure, perfect faith of old that could not possibly allow for these multitude of differences. These multitude of contradictions are not the faith at all. They're not the pure, saving faith and the will of one. This multitude of debate-filled, doubt-creating contradictions we perceive in this earth are evidence of global schemes on part of the rulers to destroy, corrupt, contaminate, pollute, defile, and in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, be quite partial, breaking, if you will, the law of faith, commanding, almost as if to say, in fact they do, that men need not discern a pure, perfect word in order to be agreed in agreement, in order to be agreed with the Most High, as if to say that men need not to understand all these things that were of old in order to be agreed with the saints of old. Nevertheless, we know that the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it, bringing all things to remembrance. Certainly meaning then that after the Spirit, our conscience should not be enslaved or encapsulated, constrained in any way after the multitude of contentious pollutions that we see in today's society, that men dare to call for all this taint after the ways of this world, that men have dared to call the church. Can't be the church, my brothers and sisters. The very definition of the church is that which would bring men out from the darkness into the light. And quite frankly, those of you who know well what's written on my website, hiddengospel.com, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation, exploring the definition of this word church, it relates, my brothers and sisters, that this is the house of them who anticipate the absolute need to transcend all worldly indiscretion, that they might have a covenant with the Most High at all. Because the scriptures actually say that the one who comes, the Messiah in his return, will surely expose all unrighteousness, all short-sightedness, all polluted standards. In fact, the scripture says he will destroy and expose the ways of the wicked, all lawlessness. He reveals the light, my brothers and sisters. The scripture says the world would obscure. He brings forth the light to cast out all the darkness, all, let's just say, sin that men have not perceived. He declares the pure and perfect word, my brothers and sisters. It has no contentions, no debate, no doubt, no confusion in it. So how shall men say that the faith in the Messiah, the Savior, is inclusive of all these, what must be, the pollutions and the presumptuousnesses of men? It simply is not possible. Scripture says, by grace through faith are you saved. Is that faith in some man's misrepresentation? Can't possibly be. By grace through faith, in other words, by the favor you receive because you have faith. Well, hold on. What is faith? Is it trust in whatever you were told after the orientations of this world? If the orientations of this world could save a man, there would be no need to send forth a Savior. Did you hear me? If the orientations and the conscience that is the diversities of man is sufficient for man to find salvation or agreement or harmony and peace with the Most High, harmony and peace man to man, and harmony and peace with the Most High, and harmony and peace with all the saints of old, there would be no need to send a Savior. There would be no need, my brothers and sisters, for men to realize what is indeed the gift of the Holy Spirit, what it's for. Did you not hear that I said earlier, my brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is to bring all things to remembrance, teach all things, bring all things to remembrance. How about raise the conscience of man so that when you read the scriptures, you don't discern them after the, let's just say, the filthy layers, the veils of confusion that men have obliged today. I'll give you an idea of what I mean. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, about an occasion years ago now, waking up one morning. My wife fell asleep on the chair. I fell asleep on the couch at Shabbat. Woke up that morning. And we woke up at the same exact moment, speaking to each other about the same realization. The concept of Messiah called as being called the Kurdi was common to men 2,000 years ago. I can only tell you that when the Most High takes you back through the course of time to see how, or what was the expression, what was the meaning, what was the intent of words that are written in Scripture at the time that they were written, the overlay, the present overlay of illusions don't exist. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters, in your mind at that time? In other words, you get a chance to see what the truth is before, I said before, man began to contrive and establish his differences of opinion. It's a serious eye-opener, my brothers and sisters, because it basically means that whatever illusions, lies, misconceits, presumptuousness men have taught, overlaying the scriptures, blinding men against discerning initial intent, for those times, that veil, that covering is completely removed. You come back to yourself, and you, or let's just say come back to this age, and you realize, that whatever has been taught to keep you from understanding things as you saw it when you were taken back to that time has been a lie. But the scripture says the Holy Spirit teaches all things and brings all things to remembrance. The scripture says my people are destroyed. How about divided and contentious for lack of knowledge? How many even realize, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High is not going to judge man according to what is the multitude of differences that seem wise to man today? He's going to judge man as to whether or not he can discern things according to what was from of old, from the beginning. We've talked over and over again on the scripture about Isaiah 41, And Isaiah 41 makes it pretty plain that anyone who cannot speak with regard to how these words should have been discerned, Isaiah 41, 21 through 42, 4, cannot speak with regard to these words after the context in which they were declared from the beginning. Most High says that they were not formed by him, but they are an abomination. An abomination also are all who follow those who preach such illusion. Man is going to have to seek, my brothers and sisters, the Most High, the blessing of the Most High, to see beyond these illusions, see beyond these lies. Because, quite frankly, if the Most High were the one guiding you through the scriptures, I'm telling you now, a lot of these misconceits would exist in the minds of so many. I'd like to read a bit of scripture to you, a bit of scripture that is related in Malachi 2:16. 2:16 through 3 and 4. He says, for the Most High, the Holy One of Israel, says that no one should conceal his iniquity and his robe. Well, he's speaking first to the priests, but he's also speaking to people. Think about how many, my brothers and sisters, seek to be called wise because they're part of an organization accepted by society. I did not say necessarily that's accepted and holy in all things by Yah. There are lots of contradictions that are accepted in this society, but the Most High would never oblige such. But there are those who like to be called by certain titles that society has given license. And oftentimes these various institutions have no agreement with one another. How can they be in agreement with the Most High? Most High, Holy One of Israel, says, no one should decide to seek to hide his iniquity in his robe. How about hide behind somebody's robe? Hide behind somebody's title? There are those who say they can hide their iniquities covered by the blood of the Lamb. My brothers and sisters, the Most High Spirit rebukes all sin. It must see it first. And certainly it does. In fact, the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, raises the conscience that man prayerfully will begin to see his own sin, to seek to turn away from it. Those who think that they can hide their sins from the Most High behind him who comes to expose sin, really, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, have not really quite understood the doctrine of the blood of Messiah. Because think about it, when you see blood, it indicates that a sin has been committed. It doesn't hide the sin at all. I want you to think about that, my brothers and sisters. When Moshe took the censer of lamb's blood and slashed it across the crowd, it was them that caused people to acknowledge, think about it and acknowledge that they had sinned and something innocent was killed. They might consider what is necessary to turn, and consider what is necessary to discern their sins, that they might turn away from them and that they might repent. Petitioning the Most High for his spirit, they would understand and see what is repentance from sin beyond their own conscience. Most High, Holy One of Israel, says, no one should seek to hide or conceal his iniquity in his robe or his title. These are this, and no one does this who has a residue of the view of his spirit. Those who truly function after the spirit of the Most High seek to eradicate sin, not to hide it. Who is it, my brother and sister, seek to hide sin, that men don't discern it? Who is it that seeks to keep iniquity in a mystery? Our brothers and sisters, we need to become wiser than that. Truly, we need to become much wiser than that. Because if men do not discern their sin, they continue to commit their sin. Let us be wiser, my brothers and sisters, much wiser than that. I'd like to continue to call attention to these scriptures. Most High says men have dishonored him with their words. Yet, men have said, wherein have, even the leaders have said, priests, kings have said, wherein have we dishonored him? In other words, they fashioned themselves as righteous. In their multitudes, as if no one dishonors him in their differences. So when you say that everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord and he delights in them, or you say, where is, as if there will never come, the Holy One who judges after righteous judgment, as if there's even no need. Think about it, my brothers and sisters, what these scriptures are saying. When men say that everyone who does evil or after his own perverse way is good in the sight of the Most High, because no one can see their sin or discern what it is. As if to say that it's good that men walk in their blindness. But brothers and sisters, that's nothing but a fatal, flattering snare. Scripture says, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, we die without the law, we perish without the law. Look at Romans 2. That means if we don't discern what the law is, we are not excused. Let me repeat that. If we don't know what the law is, if we don't know what our sin is, we die in our sins. What did Messiah say? What did Messiah say in John 8? He said, either you believe that I am he. And what was he really saying? He said, if you're my disciples, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. How about you will discern beyond your sins? You discern the righteousness of Yah, and you'll be free from those who hide your sin from you, fatally flatter you that you die never discerning your sin. That means you die in your sin, never repenting, never having turned away. Messiah said, frankly, he said, either you believe that I'm he who comes to expose all unrighteousness, like Scripture says in Isaiah 11. Him who comes to reveal the light of the truth, that men might discern how to truly praise Yah. Read 1 Corinthians 4:5. Compare it to Isaiah 44, 20 through 45 and 6, about 46 and 13. All these scriptures say the Messiah comes to prove foolish the standards that men have called wise. A multitude of contradictions to contradicted standards, my brothers and sisters, can't be wisdom. But if men turn around and say complicitly one with another, that in all their differences, they're good in the sight of the Most High. Who are they calling him? That's an ultimate insult. How can the Most High delight or be pleased with every man's misrepresentation against men discerning who he is? That's how men have dishonored the Most High, my brothers and sisters. That's how they've become weakened in their conscience, not wise. It's time we understand this. The scripture says that when Messiah appears, he will judge mankind according to what the righteousness of Yah, the men might become strong in the knowledge of him and might not fall again gullible to the misconceits of deceivers who, quite frankly, my brother says, they made it an avocation for fatally flattering men to trust they are wise when they're in fact, my brother and sister, they are far from it. Think about it. Scripture says you add anything to this word or this covenant, you add damnation to your soul. You add the curses that are in the curses that are in this book. You take anything away. Scripture says you take away your hope of eternal life. I'm talking about the last verses of Revelation 22nd. It says, blessed are they who do his commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life. Didn't say those who seek to corrupt him and twist him however they will. So, the scripture says, behold, I will send my messenger. He'll prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple. The one you should look for who will bring forth justice. Please read, my brothers and sisters, both Isaiah in the 41st chapter, 40:27 through 41:4, speaking of Messiah coming to expose all unrighteousness of all the rulers. The scripture says, they who wait for him, seek after him, shall renew their strength. How about shall discern beyond the power of those who deceive. The variant rulers more concerned with their pulpits and thrones than they are the righteousness of Yah. So behold, I send my messenger, he prepared the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek, he who is called by the name of the Most High, shall suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant, the one who declares exactitude as to what the covenant is, by whom you delight, behold, he shall come. There's the Most High of hosts. One who declares absolutely what the covenant is, my brothers and sisters, and when he declares absolutely what the covenant is, shall those who misrepresent it still be called faithful? Were they ever faithful? Or were they just simply as an avocation, comforting people, making people feel safe somehow? While in a very dangerous, deleterious trap. If your leaders, my brothers and sisters, fail the commission of the gospel, which is to teach all things, no lie in it. Teach all things to all the nations, teaching all the nations to convert. I did not say remain in their sins, They failed the commission of the gospel. They've been treacherous against the hope of the faith, treacherous against the hope of peace, treacherous against the hope of one understanding. They betrayed the purpose of which you even ask the Most High for the gift of His Spirit that teaches all things. The question should be asked, for brothers and sisters, did they have authority and did they seek it at all? Or did they simply seek against them favor from men? I can think about another somebody I ran into sometime back, became a minister, and he said when he one time, this is what he actually had nerve enough to tell me, didn't realize that what he was doing was hypocritical. He said one time he was preaching what was in the scriptures, is what he said. One time he was preaching what was in the scriptures. This is his word. He said people didn't want to hear that. So he started preaching to them, he said, what people wanted to hear. And then they started listening to, he said, him. And he didn't see anything wrong with that. He said, that's what you got to do to get people to listen to you. Our brothers and sisters. Any man who exalts himself above the name of the Most High, that we are to guard and defend against treacherous souls such as this. Our brothers and sisters, to follow such a one, and there's no hope under the kingdom of Yah. So again, our brothers and sisters, he said, who can abide the day of his coming? Who shall stand when he appears? For he is like refiner's fire, like full of soap. He shall sit like a refiner and purifier of silver. In other words, he'll purify the doctrine, purify even his people. Like one scripture is talking about silver that is tried in a furnace seven times until it's absolutely pure. He shall purify, therefore, then the house of the sons of Levi, even the priests, purge them like gold and silver, that should be offered, that they may offer, that may be offered unto the Most High, an offering in righteousness. Well, God does for you according to what I've read in the scriptures in so many places here and otherwise. You read the scriptures very closely in original languages, and what it really sounds like, he's going to eradicate all these priests, eradicate all the kings, because none of them, my brothers and sisters, has been true to the calling. Did you hear me? None have been entirely true to the calling to prepare men for that time of purging. Because that time of purging so often relates the absolute rebuke and reproof of their administrations. Can't tell you how many times I've talked to pastors, and they, behind closed doors and other places, related the idea, yes, what they talk about what I'm saying is true. But I haven't heard them stand up, brothers and sisters, to champion these ideas to the extent they must be. Some of them still preaching rapture doctrine, though they say they understand my article on hiddengospel.com called Secret City Prophecy, but they still preaching rapture doctrine. That is, I can only tell you, long story short, the only way you can believe rapture doctrine, you have to means believe so many lies and tout so many lies that it's, quite frankly, almost innumerable to count. There are those, I'm sure, that might not understand just exactly what I'm talking about. Because many of the lies that have compelled people to believe rapture doctrine are, in so many ways, common consensus among so many churches, even among some folks who call themselves Hebrews. There's a lot of scriptures that's totally being ignored, totally being misinterpreted and misadministered. That weakness should not exist among a people supposedly strong to guard against the lies that have corrupted the faith. But my brother and sister, how can a corrupt soul who himself is infested with these lies, how can he stand up for the truth? And how can he be a guard against these illusions inhabiting your soul? Did you notice, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, then, when this process of elimination occurs, then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Most High. Did you notice it says, as in days of old, as in former years? Meaning that what most call the faith, when they see and hear the doctrines that they hear common today, it means what we see today, my brothers and sisters, is not pleasant. It's not what the Most High delights in such. not to the Most High delights in such, after any of these multitude of diverse contradictions, debates, and doubts. Such as this can never bring man to agreement in the Most High, can never bring forth peace, never be truly unto his honor. Should tell us much, my brothers and sisters, truly, it should. It should awaken us to the fact that only that which the Most High declared from the very beginning is or ever has been the faith. If men have been less than diligent to seek the Most High for the remembrance of what he declared from the beginning, like I said, the Holy Spirit teaches all things, brings all things to remembrance, causes all his people by his Spirit to see things like-minded. No divisions, speaking the same thing. The faith, my brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. The scripture says man has not the spirit of the Most High, even the spirit of his Kurdi. I did not say Christ. That was not a common word 2,000 years ago. It was not a common, certainly not a common word amongst those who believe. Say, you're none of his. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, until men understand that word, until you have the spirit of the Kurdi, who exposes all unrighteousness, you ever stop to consider how many of my brothers and sisters are still servants of that Greco-Roman title? That Greco-Roman title called Jesus and Christ, both of which are Greco, like I said, Greco-Roman contrivances, not what was the Messiah was called in his time. Neither title, my brothers and sisters, relates to him who, according to Micah 1:21, neither one of these titles relate to him who delivers his people from their sins or from all illusion. What does the scripture say? Yah so loved the world, gave his only begotten son, whoever believes in him. It didn't say everybody else's misrepresentations. So whoever believes in him might have life. It didn't say that there would be, that the lies that men have taught should live forever. In fact, my brothers and sisters, it must be eradicated from the human soul. Whoever believes in him might not perish but have everlasting life. The scripture says those who believe in him gave them power to become sons of Yah. The sons of Yah, my brothers and sisters, hear the truth from the Most High. They awaken their minds to discern beyond. And discern, my brothers and sisters, how so many doctrines, how many times the scriptures have been twisted completely out of context according to presumptuousness of men, not only the presumptuousness of men, but twisted to conform to illusions after the ideas of false religion that was already present in the earth when the gospel went forth. Many were they, my brothers and sisters, when the gospel went forth, retained, that chose to retain the false traditions they had concerning their, let's say, variant forms of polytheism. They sought to impart them upon and intermingle them with what they could believe to be the doctrines of the Messiah, till the doctrines became corrupt. Well, I tell you now, no false, no polluted, no partial doctrine is a total agreement with the Most High, and the Most High cannot sign any contract that has been finagled with or that he did not write. Well, the apostles were anointed with the Holy Spirit. Most High gave them a pure testimony, a testimony that was supposed to convert the nations, not be infiltrated by the nations. Nor did he say the nations had any right to change anything in it. How many of my brothers and sisters call themselves believers today, having the distinct intent to rediscover what was the common faith of those who believed at the hands of the apostles 2,000 years ago, without any of the interference or distractions of worldly men who desired not to recognize how so much of what they had learned to love in their lawlessness, that none of that lawlessness, none of that lack of discipline, none of that which men had contrived to satiate their flesh. How many seek, my brothers and sisters, the faith that had none of this in it? Remember the scripture says we walk according to the flesh. That means whatever man mind is conceived after his flesh and thought wise, he said you'll die. Read Romans 8. He said walk after the flesh, and what conceived seems wise to the flesh, say you die. It says if you subdue the flesh or realize what must conform man to the highest spirit and will of Yah as a servant of his. You subdue the flesh by the spirit, you live. Well, think about it. Isaiah 40 through the 41st chapter speaks about when Messiah's appearance, that all who walk after the conceit seeming wise to the flesh. Well, the scripture says it's like the grass, be like the grass that withers and the flower fades. The book of Jacob, to carry it forward, says the same thing. Talk about New Testament. He speaks about that, what they would call the Newer Testament or the Latter Testimony. It's still promising a restoration to the mind of what was forgotten. It's not a new covenant. It's just a restoration of mind where man is forgotten. Read Jeremiah 30 through 31. And it talks about the same thing. Grass withers, the flower fades, and all the thoughts of men after the flesh, the provocations of the nations. Be like grass withers and flower, and the flower that fades, and we should be expecting that. If that's not been the faith of man, looking forward today for the eradication of every lie and illusion, knowing that man must seek the Most High to discern beyond all these corruptions, the man has fallen away from the faith entire. Most High told me, and I want you to understand this, yesterday morning, he reiterated in so many ways, no one can believe the master truth. No one can meet the master word in faith, if you will, but by the Spirit of Yah. Nobody can believe what is a pure and complete word, wholly acceptable unto him, beyond every illusion and partiality and lie, but by the Spirit of the Most High. He didn't say your variant institutions could perfect your conscience. He, by his Spirit, is the ultimate reprover. Messiah said, there's many things I long to tell you. How about reprove you concerning? But he said, you cannot grasp them yet till the Spirit. Holy Spirit has come. What about the idea, my brothers and sisters, by the same token, nobody can believe, or let's just say, realize fully beyond all the illusions that men have taught, and realize the need to, but by the Spirit of Yah. I can only tell you the Most High can relate things upon your heart
60 seconds.
With such power and such conviction that you know, my brothers and sisters, that no one who lies against him is acceptable to him. He never said one time, he never said one time, my brothers and sisters, that man's ignorance is favored. The tribal instinct of a people, my brothers and sisters, who understand the first command of all, is that we all must seek the truth, that we guard the faith, and that our brothers not be deceived, and that the holy name be sanctified in the minds of all who would come to him. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, understand that as the faith? So many pastors are not concerned about your discerning beyond the illusions they teach you. They're concerned about their pulpits and thrones to the extent.
10 seconds.
To them, it doesn't make a difference. But the Most High, my brothers and sisters, sends one who will show the world that it's always made a difference to the Most High. That's the faith. Do we speak again, my brothers and sisters? This has been Eddie Biaf, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. To his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah. I thank you all again for listening.